Well, that's not really the case, at least this week. As soon as you came in, you guys put up some good points.
Yeah. It's a big win for us, I think. Probably the most points we scored all year. It's just, we've got most of our goals on offense. Just a really productive game for us.
You know how much you wanted to play all year long. How was it to get in there and make that start?
It was awesome, man. My first career start. Got my first touchdown. Definitely a game I'll remember for the rest of my life. But, I had been waiting all season, but, I just tried to make the best of my opportunity, and I felt like I did a pretty decent job on it, and just trying to keep it rolling.
What was going through your head when you had that first special touchdown?
Just excitement. Just, hey, is this really happening? It was our first score of the game, so really at the time I was thinking, okay, now we're back in this. Let's get something rolling. Defense, get a stop. Let's go score again. But, I definitely had to stop and enjoy the moment for just while I was in the end zone for just a second, though.
Being your first start, you think maybe you probably were nervous, but it seemed like you just exuded confidence from the beginning, nothing was fazing you.
Yeah, well, I think some of that had come from getting previous game experience before, but definitely a couple butterflies. My coach told me in high school, if you don't get butterflies, something's wrong with you. But I just went in there, and after that first play, it's really now you're just playing ball. All the anticipation and all the anxiety, that's all gone after the first play. So, worked out.
How much pride do you take in play fakes? Your play fakes out there obviously work.
Yeah, well, we practiced it all week long, with our exchanges with the running backs and stuff like that. And, you have to have a good play fake or else, because, the way a lot of our plays are is that we don't block that defensive end. And, he's my guy. If he goes with the running back, I pull it and take it. And, if he stays with me, I give it off. And so, you really have to do a good job of selling it because, nobody's blocking them. So, really, you're just blocking them with your fake or with your run. So, definitely practice that all week long, and paid off pretty well.
Talk a little bit about going up and playing Army this week. Obviously, it's kind of unique for you since your younger brother's a quarterback on their team.
Yeah, definitely excited about it. I haven't been up there, and I haven't gotten a chance to go see West Point yet, but, my parents said it's really, really beautiful up there. Max says it. He likes it. He doesn't start, but he's been doing well on their JV team, and it really mean a lot. And I was talking to Coach Suffa, who's played up there when he was with Tulane a couple of times, said it's just a really great experience, And my brother was telling me how, on one of the hills right there by the field, you can still see, the cannons from when George Washington and his army were up there. And I'm a big history buff, so I know I'm going to like that. And just really looking forward to enjoying that whole experience up there. And
the offense performed right off the bat. Gave up a big touchdown defense there, but y'all responded quickly. It's got to be something
you have to say. Oh, yeah, definitely. Wanted to try and get some points on the board as quick as possible, because you don't want to get down by too much too quick. And so, defense came back with a great stop. I think I saw a stat earlier. After that first touchdown, we outscored them 30-0 before they scored again. And so, that was big for us just to get some points on the board and get it rolling, get some momentum, and get the defense to have a stop, and then us go put points on the scoreboard again. That was really big for us.
Seeing Porter and Jackson both had good games as a quarterback makes it a little bit easier.
Oh, absolutely. Like I was saying, said after the game, a quarterback's best friend is a good run game. Just it opens up everything else. And, both of them had great games. They both ran the ball really, really well. Obviously that opens up, the throwing lanes and opens up, you get the defense kind of on their heels, expecting run. And that's when you can hit them with a big pass, which we did a couple times, which was good.
Now that you played your first game or your first start, this can be a bit more film out there on you than it was before. How will that change how you perform? Because Army's going to know what's going
on
where Idaho maybe
did. Right. Early in the, and Idaho kind of started to pick up onto it toward the end of the game. I didn't keep the ball as much on, some of our reads and stuff. So definitely, they're going to see it and know that, our offense was a little bit different this game than it had been previously. So I'm just going to have to, stick with our techniques and our schemes, and hopefully it'll work out.
Ross, part of that difference was what Coach Julie was talking about. He's been happier with the execution on Saturday than he's been all year with the team's execution. What are the keys to that? Is it the fact that it's a lesser opponent? Was the fact that you were in there? Or what was the difference in execution?
Man, that's a tough, I really don't know, you know, this whole week I felt like the whole team was, you know, real focused on the game plan and, you know, what we had to do. I mean, we knew we were going to run the ball, you know, we knew we were going to come and try in because we felt like we could run on Idaho pretty well because we had watched the previous game when they played Fresno, and Fresno ran the ball well too. And so I think we were just, all week long, we were just real focused and knew what we were going to do and what we had to do. And I think once it proved to work the first couple of drives, I think we kind of caught that confidence and just rolled from there.
Back to your brother. What's the trash talk situation like? Is there a lot on your head?
All year I've been telling him we're going to go up there and beat him, you know, and, you know, my roommates have met him. They give him a hard time about it, too. But, you know, just, you know, I'm sure I know he wants me to do real well, and so I'm sure either way it'll be a bittersweet for him. You know, if we win, he'll be happy for me. You know, if for some reason we don't win, he'll be happy that they won. But I know either way he's gonna be happy with whatever happens. So.
I don't think he was looking for that answer.
Yeah, well, I mean, all year long I've been telling him we're going to beat him, and he's kind of just been passive about it because, you know, he's not really starting and everything like that. But, you know, it's definitely going to – you can bet that when we beat him, I'll be giving him trash until he does something about it.
It's nice being back on an old routine where, you know, we had a bye week and we had the Wednesday night game, all the long ways between games. We'd be back every 7 days playing a game now. Is that easier for the whole team?
Oh, it's definitely easier, you know, for the whole year, you know, just Saturday games, no more of this weird schedule and everything. So now we can kind of get into, you know, a rhythm just like it was last year because I think this week was the first week we actually had we're going to have like an actual regular week. And so just be good to get back into the swing of things, just get on a normal routine.
Any more questions for Ross? All right, thanks, Ross.
Yeah.